This is Danik Martel. Get ready for Lehigh Valley Phantoms Hockey.
Hi again, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Phantoms Radio Weekly. I'm Bob Rotruck with the Lehigh Valley Phantoms. Coming up in a little bit, we hear from Samuel Moran and head coach Scott Gordon. The Phantoms are having their ups and downs in terms of injuries and roster situations, as well as within their games. Last Wednesday, in a strange morning start at the Bridgeport Sound Tigers in front of all the screaming kids on their Kids' Day special, a lousy start for the Phantoms, and Alex Lyon kept the Phantoms around, then a bounce back from a 2-0 deficit, and in the second and the third periods, the Phantoms pushed through for a 4-2 win. Danik Martel's 14th of the season, extending his goal streak to 6, tied for the longest streak all time in Lehigh Valley history. Nicholas Obey-Cubel tips that into the zone, and Aho trying to clear. Martel held that. Actually, Vecchione held that. Now it's across to Martel. Shooting. He scores. Danik Martel has done it again. It's number 14 for Danik Martel, who snipes on the short side of Krister Zgudlewski's. Teed it up. Let it rip. And it's a league-leading 14 goals for Danik. And a 6-game goal streak with 7 goals for the hottest scorer in the AHL. That ties the all-time Lehigh Valley record, scoring goals in 6 straight games, initially set by Peter Straka, November of 2015. Now Martel has scored in 6 straight, and there's just no stopping him. And just like that, a 2-2 tie with goals a minute apart. And just 2 minutes into the second period, the Phantoms go from looking lousy to storming all the way back to tying this game. And it only took them 2 minutes.
Martel's streak would come to an end on Saturday at Hershey, falling one shy of the Phantoms franchise record 7-game goal streak set by Sean McCosh in 1996-97 and Mike Maniluk in 1999-2000, but still tied with Peter Straka for the longest ever Lehigh Valley goal streak at 6. Very impressive, and 14 goals in 15 games for Martel. Oscar Lindblom, he also lit the lamp, and this one gave the Phantoms the lead late in the second with his third of the year.
The Phantoms on the back check get to that puck quickly and turn it back the other way. They didn't do that in the first. Now the late penalty coming up on the Sound Tigers. Line to the bench. Friedman is in. Hand off to Chris Connor. Wheels around to the high slot. 6-on-5. Shooting. Glanced in front there. Getting a piece of it was Lindblom in behind the goal. Martel out in front. Goal. Lindblom from Martel. Oscar Lindblom scores. Phantoms take a 3-2 lead on Lindblom's third of the season. It's a 6-on-5 goal for the Phantoms on the delayed Bridgeport penalty. And the Phantoms, down 2-0 in the first, respond with 3 straight in the second and turn the tables here on the Sound Tigers. This time Martel sets up the goal from behind the net, out in front for Lindblom after Gudlevski's had made a couple of fine saves. And now it's Lehigh Valley 3, Bridgeport 2.
Also with good games for the Phantoms, Phil Varone, a goal and an assist, and Morristown, New Jersey's TJ Brennan with 3 helpers, but it was Alex Lyon who stole the show with a season-high 42 saves. It was a nice bounce back in that game to get back into the W column for the Phantoms, but the next time out it was not so sweet for Lehigh Valley on the road at the sweetest place on earth in a 6-1 loss to the Hershey Bears. The Phantoms simply didn't come ready to play and quickly fell behind 3-0 after 1 period. The Phantoms did surge back in the second, had an 11-0 shots advantage to begin the frame, but could not buy a break. And Hershey did when they rushed into the zone for another goal. After that, the Bears kind of cruised to victory pretty much. It was all over by then. Greg Carey scored the lone goal for the Phantoms with just 8 minutes left, and all that did accomplish was to break Phoenix Copley's bid for a shutout. Carey's 5th of the year, but that was all for the Phantoms besides a couple post shots from TJ Brennan and a breakaway for Chris Connor that was kicked out by Copley. Alex Lyon went the distance in the game, and he gave up all 6 goals. And he did not look very good. He was not as strong as he was in the Wednesday win at Bridgeport when he stopped 42 Sound Tigers shots. Chris Bork racked up 3 assists in the game, and in so doing, took over the league's top spot in point production. The eldest of Ray Bork's hockey-playing sons, now with 21 points this year, to Martel's 19. 31 years old, he still gets it done. He led the league in points a couple years ago, did Chris Bork, when he had 80 of them with Hershey on 30 goals and 50 assists, and he leads the league in points again. But Martel still is tops in goals with with 14 of them in 15 games, and that's five more than the next highest goal scorers, who have nine. And in that three-way tie is included 20-year-old rookie Daniel Sprong of the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins, who I think is terrific. Martel's pretty good, too. And the Phantoms overall, now they stand at 9-4-2 and four regulation losses in 15 games. That's nothing to sneeze at, everyone. But Phantoms captain Colin McDonald told me that the standards, they're just different this year. And losing two out of their last three, especially with the poor starts they had, not acceptable. It's been addressed, and they hope to improve that their next time out. The guys are ticked. They're angry, and it's a gap before the next game, which they are kind of antsy to play because that last game at Hershey left such a sour taste for everyone. This team will be motivated and hungry and just plain mad for their next game on the road Wednesday night at Belleville, Ontario against the Senators. The Phantoms after that travel to Laval, Quebec against the Rocket for a Friday night contest as part of the team's six-game road swing over the course of 3 weeks. Samuel Morin and Philippe Myers, they're both still out of the lineup, but not for long. The big, burly blue liners prospects are both expected to return this week. Morin is considered a sure thing to play on Wednesday in his first game since the end of October. Myers seems to be in the probably category for now, and they'll want to make sure on Tuesday and Wednesday that everything's okay still before it's made official. That's good that those guys, Morin and Myers, are ready to play, because the Phantoms appear to have lost a couple other defensemen at pretty much the same time. Mark Ault came back for one game with the Phantoms, then recalled the Philadelphia Flyers for their roadie to Minnesota and Winnipeg. And Max LaMarche was injured on a Garrett Mitchell check early in the game and did not return. LaMarche also did not skate in practice on Monday, so it appears to be on the sidelines for LaMarche for the time being. Morin, he hasn't played in a couple of weeks since he was almost recalled to the Flyers on October 29th before that injury was detected. He's excited to come back, and he talked about it with me and Stephen Gross from the Morning Call.
Sammy, welcome back. I assume you're pretty excited to get back to games now.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I've been out for five games now, I think, and I can't wait, honestly. Like, it's hard to I didn't get hurt for I never get hurt here, so it's been like 2 years I was not hurt. So when you miss games, you just realize how much you miss the game, like, and you needed that in your life.
Is it tougher because the way you started the year, you know, you were up there, then you were sitting in the press box.
Yeah.
Then you come back here, you start to play. I know when you came back here, you were excited to start playing again. And then now you have to sit because of an injury again. How does it make it that much tougher? Because you're not used to sitting at all, like you said. And then to sit in the press box and then sit because of an injury. How tough has that been?
Yeah, it was pretty hard at the beginning, obviously. Like, I was up there when I got away of my injury. I was with the Flyers, and that was tough because I was seeing that I'm maybe going to get a chance to play. But at the end of the day, I know I'm going to get another shot. And, I'm really excited to play. Like, I miss the game so much, and I can't wait, honestly.
Is it something that maybe was lingering, or did it just come up? Or at what point did you realize that you were injured? Or maybe did you know that there was something bothering you?
No, I didn't know. I think something I was playing with it, and I thought I was fine, and I went up there, and guess I was not fine, and and I didn't know. I was just playing through it, and I thought it was just a bruise, but it ended up it was a little bit worse than what I think. And I really, when I got out there, I really think that I thought it was just a bruise. So yeah.
Guys play through pain all the time. You have something that's bugging you practically all the time, right? I mean, that's how hockey is.
Guys always. I always played through some stuff, and I was one of that guy. I didn't know, like when you play 76 games a year, like, you always get, like, sometimes you after 3-3, you're like, Jesus, like my leg hurts so much today, like, and you just say, oh yeah, I'm gonna get, like, you just battle through it, and you just, like, when you go on the ice, you don't really feel it, honestly. You're just so focused on the game, and that's what happened to me on the case, and obviously I didn't know.
What was your mentality when you went up to Philadelphia and then you have this injury hit you? I mean, you're that close because there are injuries with the Flyers, and you're almost there. And then the timing in a way was really, really bad on this. I mean, that's a real big letdown for you. That's some emotions involved there.
Obviously I made the team at the beginning of the year. Don't get my shot. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just gonna come here, battle, and try to get called up, and I get it pretty quick. I was pretty happy about it, and obviously, like, I didn't know it was hurt. So yeah, it was there was a period. Like, at the end of the day, it's just adversity. Like, you I live, like, it's just something I gotta get through, and like, my dream is to play in NHL, and if I play like I was playing at the beginning here, like, I think I'm gonna get another shot. And for sure there was some emotion. I was at the beginning, I was like, I was like that's bad luck, you know what I mean, like, that's a bad timing. But you know what, injury is something you can control, and the guys here were great with me. I got a lot of good support, and honestly, it's just been like 2 weeks, so they healed pretty quick, huh?
That's Samuel Morin, and we can expect him back in the lineup on Wednesday night on the road at the Belleville Senators. Head coach Scott Gordon, he wants his team to start stronger and also step up on the penalty kill.
There's no question in the last two games, terrible first periods, and it's been reflected in the shots. It's been reflected in the goals, and a lot of it's just our ability to play quick coming out of our zone. We've been too deliberate, and as a result, the opposition's been able to get in and get forecheck established, and we start our games by playing in our zone.
What do you do to counter that? I mean, it's something that you address and something that you talk about. It's one thing to talk and another thing to actually do it, though.
You have a practice like we did today where we put an emphasis on breaking out quicker, helping, working with the D, supporting, and you know, it's every team has this. You get into some habits that you don't realize that are creeping into your game, and you know, we have a real good, probably one of our best games of the year against Binghamton, where we did a lot of good things, especially coming out of our zone and defending well, and then you know, the three games and three nights against Toronto. You know, we started to break away from what we were doing really well, and then that snowballs into a poor first period against Bridgeport, which we were able to come back on, and then now all of a sudden we come out flat again, and now it's two games in a row. So, you know, and part of it is, especially on the back end, we've had a lot of in and out with guys, and you know, you want guys to be in a rhythm, and when you're playing well, you are in a rhythm, and you know, that's kind of gone by the wayside with the changeover and D that we've had with the injuries and guys being called up.
I just talked with Colin McDonald about some of this stuff as well, and he told me things about sour taste in their mouths and guys are ticked off. Well, that's the kind of emotional response that they should have after a game like that, isn't it?
Always. You can't just pretend that it didn't happen. It's something that the level of intensity's got to be raised, and recognize the situation that we're going on the road here, and we've got a favorable schedule as far as the spacing of the games, and you know, we only had two games last week, which is hasn't been the norm for us so far to date, and now we just got to make sure we're ready to play come Wednesday night.
What are your thoughts on the team's penalty kill of late? That this also ties in with all the different defensemen that have been moving in and out, but the numbers have not been where you want them to be, I would assume.
No, I mean, it's obvious. Nobody wants to have the numbers that we have right now, and you know, I think part of it, you know, there's been a couple goals that should not have gone in. There's been some situations where we, because of our inexperience on D, haven't done the right things. You know, after every game, you're looking at the chances that you're getting on your power play and what the opposition is getting. And, you know, I'm watching TJ walk down the middle of the ice and hit two posts on our power play. And I'm saying we're not giving up those. And yet we're constantly giving up goals that, you know, for me, shouldn't be going in the net. And you know, like I said, it's really two areas. And we're not, you know, the actual system play at times has been very good. But, you know, it seems like we're getting pucks bouncing off boards that are popping to the front of the net and not getting the coverage on it. You know, we're having pucks that are going straight in from the blue line that your expectations are a save's going to be made. And then, you know, the pressure points on the penalty kill to be in the right places and do the right things. Stick position and timing are key elements to a successful penalty kill. And we've gotten a whole bunch of things that have gone on the last couple of games. But I thought we were going in the right direction right up through Binghamton. And, you know, and even at that against Toronto, who has a pretty good power play, we did a pretty good job.
Mark Ault goes up, and Max LaMarche maybe out after he took that hit Saturday, but Samuel Morin is on his way back, and Phil Myers looks like he's very close as well. It looks like it might end up close to a two-for-two swap here.
It is, and, you know, again, you're dealing with Russ, guys that haven't played for a while, so they've got to get back into it and get their heads into game mode and not practice where, you know, you know the pressure isn't as intense, and you have a little more time, and you know, it's basically what we try to do today in practice is try to create game-like situations where the defense were under siege and forced them to have to elevate the pace of their game.
Colin McDonald, the captain of the Phantoms, said the guys appreciate the rest between road games and their slightly easier schedule right now, but maybe getting right back at it quickly would have been better on the other side of that 6-1 loss to the Bears.
Yeah, so it's kind of, I guess I'll say, a double-edged sword where you enjoy the rest that you have, because in this league specifically, it's tough to get that type of rest in between games, but especially when you've struggled a little bit, sometimes there's nothing better than a 3-3 where you don't have to wait too long to get back at it the next day. So I think if we were playing a little bit better right now, that we might be a little bit more relaxed and enjoy it a little bit more. But the sense in my room is guys are kind of antsy to get into that game just to get back to, again, the way we know how to play. I think right now we have a bit of a sour taste in our mouth.
That's Phantoms captain Colin McDonald. Here are some Lehigh Valley Phantoms players among the league leaders. Danik Martell tops in goals with 14, and that leads 30 teams in the American Hockey League and drawing attention from Flyers fans and beat writers as well. The undersized speedster simply buries his best chances and doesn't sell himself short. He expects to have over 150 fans cheering him on when the Phantoms play in the Montreal suburb of Laval on Friday, his homecoming, and the Martell fan club will likely be pretty easy to find. Phil Veroni, he's been great. 12 assists is fifth in the American Hockey League. Mike Vecchione, third in rookie points with 13, and he's second in rookie assists with 11. The October AHL Rookie of the Month is mostly keeping it up in November as well as a line mate with Danik Martell. That doesn't hurt. And a 24-year-old rookie out of Union College, Mike Vecchione, also happens to do a lot of other things well, including his defense and faceoffs. And those will be crucial for his development and his chances of eventually making it to the National Hockey League and succeeding up there. The Phantoms, they stand in third place in the Atlantic Division at 9-4-2 for 20 points, and the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins, they're on a 10-game point streak, and they hold down first place at 10-2-1 for 21 points. Charlotte Checkers are 10-4-0, 20 points, with one game in hand on the Phantoms, but otherwise tied in total points. Behind third place Lehigh Valley, the fourth place Providence Bruins at 7-4-1, but they've kind of been dropping some, and they're winless in three straight. And the Hershey Bears at 6-7-2 are in fifth place, have mostly shaken off their poor start, in which they won one of their first seven, while their top two goalies were on the shelf with injuries. Upcoming this week for the Phantoms, a couple of North Division opponents. The new Belleville Senators are 7-7-1 and playing better after a poor beginning, but they were also entirely on the road for their first nine games while they were undergoing renovations at their arena back in Belleville. This is mostly the same group that comprised the old Binghamton Senators last year, and Lehigh Valley was 6-0 against those guys, the Senators AHL team from a season ago. The Laval Rocket on Friday, they're at 8-5-2, third place in the North, and the affiliate of the Montreal Canadiens appear to hold nothing back. They had a wild 8-7 overtime win earlier this season, as well as a couple of other 7-6 and 6-5 type games. For Laval, 56 goals scored, most in the AHL. 56 goals allowed, also the most given up in the league as well, and that's pretty much all you need to know about the kind of games the Laval Rocket play. We could have a really wild one on Friday if the Phantoms are willing to get into a track meet with them, which I think is possible. Busy week for the Phantoms, though, even if it's just two games. Early morning practice Tuesday, then the bus departs for the 6 or 7 hour ride to Belleville, Ontario, located on the northern edge of Lake Ontario. You basically head up to Syracuse, and then you keep going straight up, and then you go over west a little bit, and you arrive in Belleville, which is not a very big town. So Tuesday evening, arrival in Belleville on the bus, and then the Wednesday morning skate and Wednesday evening game, and then a Thursday bus trip over to Laval in Montreal. That's about 3 hours, and an afternoon practice at their new arena in Laval, and then a Friday night game, then an overnight bus ride home from the Montreal area, and that overnight ride after the Friday game, that should take about 7 hours or so. So thus, back to Allentown at maybe 6 a.m. on Saturday, perhaps. Somewhere around then, anyway. Sort of depends on how much we get held up at the border on our way back home, because you do have to do the border check just like any other passengers. We don't have too many long trips like this in the American Hockey League. Most of the teams are 3 hours away or less, and many of the Phantoms away games are just 1 hour commutes to Hershey or Wilkes-Barre, and they practically feel like a home game. But this trip to Canada, to Belleville and Laval, that's more in the realm of how many people picture life in minor league hockey with the slightly longer bus rides. So we're we're hitting up Belleville for the first time ever, and that's 2 hours from Toronto and almost 3 hours from their parent club, Ottawa, and kind of in between the two cities. Nick Cousins' hometown as well. He used to like or retweet some of my Twitter stuff mentioning the new AHL team that was on the way in Belleville. The Phantoms alum Nick Cousins grew up around there and went to many Ontario Hockey League games in that very same building, and he's so happy for his hometown to have a team again. They used to have the old Ontario Hockey League Belleville Bulls since the early 1980s before they lost that major juniors club a couple seasons ago. PK Subban and Malcolm Subban, a couple of the prominent Belleville Bulls alums. Wednesday night game time at 7 at Belleville, Ontario against the Sens, and then the Friday game at the Laval Rocket is at 7:30. The Phantoms are not at home until after Thanksgiving on Saturday, November 25th against the Bridgeport Sound Tigers, the affiliation of the Islanders, and to make up for this six-game roadie, the Phantoms have a nice long homestand at the end of November carrying into early December. But for these upcoming games this week of the Lehigh Valley Phantoms on Wednesday and Friday, as always, when there's no conflict with the Flyers, you can catch the action on Flyers Radio 24/7. That'll do it for this edition of Phantoms Radio Weekly. I'm Bob Rotruck. Look forward to talking to you next time.
Hi, fans. This is Phil Myers. It's time for Phantoms Hockey.